This is the Average Guy Network, and you have found Home Gadget Geeks show number 664 with guest Dave McCabe, recorded on November 20th, 2025. Here on Home Gadget Geeks, we cover all the favorite tech gadgets that find their way into your home. News, reviews, product updates, and conversation, all for the average tech guy. I'm your host, Jim Collison, broadcasting live from the AverageGuy.tv studios here in a beautiful fall, Bellevue, Nebraska. Dave, how is Fishers, Indiana? Are you guys full fall? You ready for this winter?
Yeah.
Is it?
Yeah.
How's the lawn? How'd the lawn do?
You know, the lawn is still rocking right now. Yeah. It's as green as green can be.
Yeah.
The problem is I think about 90% of my leaves are down.
Yeah. And then it held on, right, for a while?
Yeah. And then it rained. Yeah. Yeah. So it's got to dry, and then I'll go push them around.
Yeah. Do you think the next leaf pickup is the last one for the winter? Do you think are enough down now? Did the rain bring it? Because here's the crazy thing. On Tuesday night, we got hail. Like, it hailed here. And I was like, hey, weather. Yeah, Sarah said, oh, hail no. It's middle of November weather. What are you doing here? Right.
Yeah.
So that pushed a lot of leaves down. Is that the last one we have to deal with, or do you think you have to do one more?
Well, I have one of those like crab apple trees that holds leaves until mid-late December.
Yeah.
And it drops sticks and those stupid crab apples.
Yeah, it does. And there's just
my driveway is a disaster. Yeah, it's a disaster.
White flower in the spring? Is that a really pretty white flower on that crab apple?
It may be. Now, I had a Bradford pear that did that.
Those are nasty.
And that stupid tree.
Yeah, it
dropped three limbs, broke a fence. And that was the last thing that me and my boys did together before I shipped the oldest to college.
Rip that
is we got
down.
The chainsaws out. Mm-hmm. chunked it apart and then chipped it all up, threw it out
well
the woods.
Snow before we know it, but I won't jinx it with that. We'll remind everyone there's going to have to be some world-class show notes, and I'll have a few that AI will make for me out at theaverageguy.tv. Big thanks to our Patreon subscribers, big thanks to you guys that do it each and every month. You can head out to theaverageguy.tv/patreon. I really do appreciate you guys. And then thanks for those of you using the Amazon affiliate link out there at theaverageguy.tv. Just pass on that through. I'm just saying, it's almost Black Friday. So if you're going to shop anyways, go on the site, click through the link. Always helpful, and always appreciate that if you're going to do that. And you don't have to, but I appreciate it when you do. So thanks for doing that. You've heard from him already. Dave McCabe has joined me. Dave, we've been podcasting together for, I'm going to say 17 years. I think it's been 17. Welcome.
So my first was in 2007. He was born, and my first recollection of podcasting was we took a trip, and I've told this story before. We took a trip to Florida, and I had published an episode prior to traveling that weekend. And this was when I was by myself and didn't know what I was doing, right? So it was 2007 some time in that year. And then pushed the publish button, flew to Florida, and I was just doing the refresh. Like, and I remember,
story, by the way. I love
I remember like 50 people have downloaded it. Oh yes. Mm-hmm. You know, 100 people have downloaded it. I was so excited, Jim, just like to reach 100 people.
I know.
I was like, the power I have, this is amazing. It was 100 people. And then of course we grew it to exponential growth. It was fun.
Listen, I have memories of sitting driving in my big van listening to you. The kids knew your voice, you know. I listened to I think 3 or 4 episodes of Home Service Show in a row. This is before I was on, so I'm gonna say that was probably 08, and I think I joined you early 09, something like that. And the kids were like, hey, dad, not another one.
Like, that's torture. Oh my goodness.
Oh, but I remember those. Tony in the chat says hashtag best meetup ever. And that was it. We had some really good meetups. Those are super fun, super fun memories. You know, I don't know if you ever bring those back or you ever try to relive those things, but they were super fun, and we had a super good time with it. I think the tech landscape has changed. You know, of course, you quit, you took a break, you came back, you quit again. But I think in the podcasting land, and I've thought a lot about this over the last 3 or 4 years as I've continued on with this, the tech landscape's just different today than mm-hmm. it was when
it is.
What do you think? I know there's plenty of things to podcast about, but I don't know. What do you think?
Well, I mean, the blogging landscape is different.
Yeah.
You know, it's the major magazines and it's social media and, you know, everybody's pushing to make money. Yeah. And I've often thought, Jim, I was like, I remember when we started, there's a couple of podcasts I listen to and they will not create episodes unless they have sponsors mm-hmm. or enough Patreon money in which to fund the episode.
Yeah.
And it blows my mind because we started with a hope and a dream and like, yeah. I am honored to pay for the hosting to do this, right? And to spend my nights crafting RSS feeds yeah. so I can do a podcast. Yeah. Yeah. And back, it's different. You know, you've got the big guys still. You've got the Twits and whatnot. And you've got a couple of good podcasts that I still listen to.
Oh, for sure.
But some of them just drive me bonkers. I literally, thank goodness for the iPhone app. I forget the guy's name who makes the app, the Apple guy. But you can put in X amount of skip time.
Mm-hmm.
When you hit play in your car, and you play the podcast, a lot of my podcast will start at the 9-minute mark because mm-hmm. that's how long it takes them. I'm not talking about you guys, but it takes them that long to
probably
get through the sponsors,
minutes, you know,
the reads, the hellos, the weather, the Patreon, the new patrons, and this month's giveaway.
Yeah.
It's just... I hate to say it's a waste of my time, but that's like half my front yard when I'm mowing and I put in the earbuds. Yeah. I'm like, I don't want that. I just want to be entertained. I want to listen. Right. I want to learn. Right. So,
yeah. But even the tech space feels different. Like, I don't feel the attachment. Listen, I love my iPhone. I just don't want to talk about it. I'm running an Unraid server. I don't want to talk about it. I'm running
that's exactly where I got. I found, sure. I woke up and I was like, I picked up my phone and there was a new phone out and I was like, no, I think this phone is good enough.
Yeah.
And I put it back in my pocket and I went about my day. And of course my wife is like, I need to take your temperature. What is wrong with you?
Mm-hmm.
You know, cause she used to call it. She said, where's your phone? I was like, right here. Where's your phone's phone? Like, mm-hmm. it's over here. You know, I had two. I rocked two for the longest time.
Oh, yeah.
And I had to immediately buy the latest and greatest. Yeah. And now I'm just like, no, I'm good.
Yeah. I also think our generation, the folks that we podcasted to 15 years ago, we've all gotten older. And I don't think it's as important to us anymore in some regards. We kind of all like, we're kind of through it. Because I do watch the generation behind us is all into this stuff. You listen to their podcasts and there's enthusiasm and excitement. They're digging in. So it's not happening at all. I think, I don't want to say we've aged out, but I think here's what I find. We enjoy talking more like in the pre-show. Families, how we're using stuff, opinions, and then instead of like, okay, well, this is the latest tech news on this feature or this thing, and this is what you got to do. I think it's more, I don't know, it's just more relaxed, I guess is the way I say it. You know,
I definitely think we've aged out.
Yeah.
We've aged out. Yeah. Now, don't get me wrong. You can still ask me a question. Like my father-in-law texted me the other day. All of my photos are HEIC format. I'm like, okay. Instead of getting on a phone call and taking 2 hours to walking through it, I just did a screen cap on the phone.
Right.
Like, do this, and send it to him. Done. It took me 2 minutes. I feel like I still know my tech. I'm still pretty sharp. But then again, I haven't picked up a ton of new things like I would back in the day. Like I hear you guys talking about all your servers and stuff, and I'm just like, no. I mean, Jim, I am running. I am looking at this machine to my right, and I have my home assistant over here. But if I start it and show it to you, my, what do you call your home dashboard thing?
Yeah, just my dashboard.
Yeah, dashboard. It's probably 7 foot wide and 12 foot tall in scrolling.
Got a lot of things in there, huh?
It's very disheveled.
You know, you can get that in different, you got different tabs and you can.
There you go. Yeah. So that's the other thing is like, how much time am I going to commit to this? What is it worth? Should I go downstairs and sit on the couch with the fam?
Right.
Or should I spend 5 hours? I'm like, no, power that off. I'll go sit on the.
Listen, I bought some new Tapo plugs, you know, and you can monitor the you know, I'm doing all this solar stuff. You can monitor the wattage coming through and all those things. And so I added them to my home assistant and then they wouldn't take. I was putting my username and password in. So it wouldn't take. And I thought, I'll try it the next day. So I tried the next, maybe it just needs a day. So I try it next day. Nope, won't take. Username and password. I'm digging. I'm looking around. I'm asking ChatGPT. I'm doing the AIs. I'm surfing through stuff. Finally, like 2 hours into it, I go, almost last thing you read, right? I go to Reddit. There's this really obscure post out there about it. And the guy says, oh yeah, you can't use special characters in your password.
There you go.
That was it. No, it's 2025.
Well, those guys just do simple code, right? Yeah. They're not gonna do that complex stuff. So I get it. Yeah.
Totally. Just don't use. Sure enough, I took it out. Boom, they picked right up. They're in there. I put them in some spot. Created a new tab. Got them all aligned on one page. With Home Assistant, I've been kind of giving everything its own page. That's kind of been my secret. It's a lot easier that way. But
well, I do want to run it. I run it. And I put my printers in there, my 3D printers, and I want to see their statuses. And I would really like to have a big panel in the shop. Just glance.
Yeah, we'll talk about that here stuff. In a second. But I would think a big touchscreen in the shop, like a big 24-inch, I'm still rocking a 24-inch touchscreen that I bought years ago. That would be perfect for the garage, right? Yeah. Hang that thing on there. Yeah. I have Home Assistant up. You could just be, that'd be a perfect application. What would you run? Like, what would you, so you got the monitor. What would you run on the back of the monitor to power the browser so that you could do Home Assistant out there? What do you think you'd run?
Maybe just one of those little $100
like
i3. It's an Intel 3. It's not really an i3. It's just that little baby processor. Yeah, just a NUC or something of that flavor.
Yeah.
Or a Pi. Can you run Pi with some Linux? Yeah.
Yeah, if you can get one. They've been super popular, right?
Yeah. Well, the Micro Center here will emails us when they come in.
They're still open? They're still rocking it?
Oh, we have a Micro Center now.
Oh, that's right. No, I was thinking
these guys know what they're doing.
Fry's, right?
Fry's really tapped out. Yeah. Yeah. We got a. Okay. So I told you, I think in the last episode, we were fortunate that 15 minutes away from me, I have a Harbor Freight.
Oh, nice.
A Micro Center.
Yeah.
And a Rockler, all within a stone's throw of each other.
What's Rockler?
It's like. So Rockler is a woodworking store.
Oh, that's dangerous.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Very nice little place.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, nice. Well, hey, let's talk a little bit. What's on your desk? Everybody, you know, this is kind of one of those things, you know, I think this is the spot we're on. What are we, you know, what are we running off our desk? It's funny, you know, we were Windows guys for the longest time, but I think we've become Mac guys. But
so, well, I know everybody knows we both went through the Apple phase, and I still have not come out of it. I bought the first MacBook Air,
right,
out of need way back in the day when I was hustling at CES, and just needed something lightweight. And right now, I'm still very happy with my M4 Mac Mini sitting here. I actually bought a dock for it, as you know, Jim. Last time we were talking about my homebrew 3D printed stands.
Yeah.
Which
yeah,
still yeah. sell on yeah, my
you
Etsy.
Had a couple.
It's
you had one
crazy
sit down yeah. and one that would that put yeah. it up, right?
Yeah. Crazy. Cool. And yeah. I ended up buying a dock.
Yeah.
So it's a little metal thing that it sits on. And inside of that dock has an NVMe drive.
I've seen those.
So I have a little extra storage.
Yep.
And I have USB A's.
Yep.
And a couple of extra Thunderbolt
nice.
C's.
Kind of nice. Not gonna lie. I saw that dock. It's about $60. Is that
oh
is that
no, sound? No. It's
oh,
like
more?
No, it's like $20 at max.
Oh.
Yeah. Oh, really? Some of them are even okay. like $11. You know, Jim, when you come out with a new product,
the dock you plug in, that's got the USB-A.
Oh, this saying? One.
No, not yours. I know the ones that.
Yeah, you my dock. I think I paid $90 for this.
Okay,
one.
Yeah, yeah.
But it was when 90. It first came out. Right. You can get one on Amazon now. Back right. then, you couldn't buy yeah. it on Amazon. It
yeah,
was so
I've been
new.
Thinking about that. I moved my channels DVR over to the Mac because it's just more efficient. And I was like, well, I need some hard drive yeah. space. So I looked at a dock like that, $60. I ended up just plugging a USB hard drive into it. But yeah.
Well, I have the NVMe drive in there. So yeah. again, I'm not averse to tech. I still enjoy it. And I still like, I run, I started this back when I was still in a lot of Adobe products and photography, but I since retired out of photography because the boy's not playing football and rugby anymore. So all of that gear got turned over. People are like, what? But you're the photographer. I'm like, I was the photographer, like, you know,
yeah.
I'm not doing it anymore because they will bleed you dry.
Yeah.
So yeah. all of that money is now turned into all the camera gear is turned into, cold hard cash.
Yeah.
And I was running 1080p monitors and I was like, no, it's time. I got a nice Samsung. It's a 32, I think. Okay. 4K monitor, gorgeous mm-hmm. monitor. And I ended up getting a second one. So I got two 4Ks staring
nice.
At me.
Nice.
I still have my 2019 iMac. It's over here on my right. It is a 27 inch. It's a 5K screen. So it's still an amazing computer.
Yeah, it's beautiful. It's still, that screen is still beautiful.
It is. It is.
Yeah.
And the crazy thing is I have my 2010 iMac in the garage, and it's really? my order station.
Oh yeah. Yeah.
So I use it to collate all my orders and research in the shop, and I do UPS via that. I have a scale. I have a printer that prints my labels and I zap those off. And so it does that. So it's still working. And that was brand new in 2010. So
will it still take updates? Is it an Intel?
Oh no, it's done. It's an Intel.
Okay. All right. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, it will yeah. not update anymore, but it just runs like yeah, wildfire.
They do. They just keep, this hard thing about it is we used to, replace equipment because it'd break. Now yeah. you're like,
you just wear it out. It'd be like, why is that not working anymore? I don't know.
Yeah.
The capacitors blew up, exactly. And I have them in the worst conditions, hot, cold, sawdust. I have aluminum mm-hmm. dust, and I still run my CNC is running on that. Is it a Lenovo? It's a Lenovo. That one that was given to us, you had one as well.
Oh my God.
We talk about name? This every episode.
What was his name?
I don't want to get even in trouble.
Okay, all right. He's gone. He's left Microsoft a long yeah. time ago, right?
Yeah. No, he's at Google. Right. The last time I talked to him, he is at Google.
Okay. All right. We'll just call him Chuck. It was Chuck. Yeah.
So he sent me that Lenovo. I remember why.
Yeah.
Is, he's a Microsoftie and he was mm-hmm. on the Surface team marketing. And I bought a Chromebook to play around with.
Mm-hmm.
And I podcasted with it that night. Mm-hmm. And then 2 days later, an overnight FedEx came. And it was that Lenovo laptop. I said, it was a little note, like, this is way better than a Chromebook. So, love Microsoft.
Yeah, no, that was a nice trip coming home with some new equipment on that one. Will you replace? So for the CNC stuff, will there be some upgrades coming? Are you thinking about changing some things out?
Yeah, I'm 4 years in on this machine and it's showing its age. And I've been researching for many, many months And it's time to step up to a little hardier machine, something that can run half sheets of plywood. I would love to put a full sheet of plywood on there, but I just can't afford the machine or the room to do so. You generally need about 5 foot space by 10 foot space to run one of those machines. And I just don't have it. So I should be pulling the trigger this Black Friday on, anywhere from a $4,000 to $5,000 rig.
Oh,
to,
that's kind of an upgrade. What, like for you, what's the top two things that'll do, that the other one didn't?
Well, the biggest thing in the CNC world is rigidity. So when you drop your bit down into a piece of wood and tell it to move, these machines flex. You know, they're not,
oh, really?
It's not a $25,000 Laguna, yeah, right?
Yeah, I guess that's what I'm always seeing on.
So
on
there's YouTube. Flex in these yeah. bits.
Okay.
So, and the faster you can cut, you know, the more time you have, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
I have this one cut that I used to do. It took me 28 minutes and I worked days and days on it to fine tune it with the correct bits, the correct chip load, got it down to 3 minutes.
Wow.
So that's just an amazing, like, yeah, but the quality is not as good, is not where I want it. So it takes me another 10 afterwards to clean the dang thing up.
Right.
So
right.
That's what I'm hoping to alleviate with this new machine. It's just
I bought one of the smoker, you know, the smokers from you. And what does that cut on a CNC? Is that do you
that use was CNC yes
to cut that yeah. out? How long yeah. does something like that take to cut? By the way, it's beautiful. I still use it all the time. It's awesome. So thank
really
you
really good
for making that. Yeah, it's been incredible.
I think those are a 5 to 8 minute cut.
Okay.
Well, that one's white oak, and white oak is one of the hardest, you know, materials yeah. out there. It's not
yeah.
the hardest. There are definitely harder woods, but that one's oak.
It's a champ. It's a champ. I use a flame. I mean, I use a torch to, you know, to mm-hmm. quick get the wood going and light it up. And it's an amazing, I made a video out of it. It's an amazing presentation when you have friends over, you know, you get the glass yeah. out, set on top of the glass,
yeah.
put some wood shavings. I mean, just hit it for five yeah. seconds. And that smoke comes down in the glass.
Yeah.
It's just beautiful. And I didn't realize white oak. Could you make that out of like walnut or some of those?
You could, but if you think about your Kentucky bourbons and the congressional mandate that a bourbon
you're right.
must be charred in a white oak barrel,
white oak. Yeah.
So that's why I've provided you with a white oak. Like
yeah.
And white oak yeah. chips, and that gives you yeah. that smoky, hearty flavor. So,
will you upgrade your CNC PC when you get this new $5,000 CNC?
You know, it's groaning like it wants to be replaced, yeah. and it's very fussy. That Lenovo yeah. is so fussy; it loses
it's old, its. Dude.
It is.
Yeah,
I don't even know what. It's like an old WRT54G router. You know, it's just, it's tired.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. But it's
what
still
do you think
goes.
You could replace it with, though? Like, if you were thinking about replacing it, what would be the,
okay.
what's
okay.
the right you're thing to replace it
you're
with?
You're pushing me. I'm going to admit some very weird things. I paid $300 for an Acer 15-inch non-touch laptop.
Wow. Yeah.
Yeah.
Net like and, a netbook or
no, I mean, it's full, true laptop.
Full, okay.
Full laptop.
Okay.
It's like Core yeah. i3. I made sure it had 16 gigs of RAM. I think it's a 256.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, goal. Windows. Yeah. You can't run no, 8 anymore.
Yeah. No. No. 8 barely. 16. I want 32 in most cases.
Yeah, absolutely. I was right. being cheap. Yeah.
Right. Right.
So you know, that Acer laptop surprised me. I hate it even more than I thought I would. So it's going back.
That bad, huh?
Oh,
really?
I mean,
just slow or what? What's the deal?
I don't know what it is, Jim. I don't know what it is. You sit me down in front of my Mac. I'm good. I can manipulate. I can do things. Now, I'll tell you this. Windows 11, I think, is one of the best Windows. I love it. I do. Okay. I really like Windows 11. I think they're going towards good things. I mean, granted, they've had a lot of missteps between 7 and 11. I mean, a lot. Mm-hmm. And the way that they push crap in front of you, the ads and Edge. I still run Edge. I'm still a Microsoft guy.
Me too. Deep down. All on Edge, for sure.
Yeah. Deep down, I'm still a Microsoft guy. I just want to run it on the hardware that I want to run it on.
Yeah.
You know? And, okay, that's not going to be a $300 Acer, you know? I also have the 13-inch MacBook Air. It's an M2, I think.
Okay. Yeah, that makes sense.
My Mac Mini is an M4. So I've decided what I'm going to do is I'm going to run the Lenovo till it just croaks. And then I may replace it with some type of like what you've been talking about, like a Nook, or they make them with built-in screens, like just a tablet computer.
Yeah.
I may run something like
that. Sounds like a Surface. You should get a Surface for that.
You know what? That's where this came from.
I was shopping. You could double that up with the home automation thing and have your touch screen on the Surface, Dave.
I know.
There you go.
I know.
There you go.
So I was looking, I was going to buy a Surface Laptop 3.
Yeah.
I was like, okay, they're trustworthy. They run the updates. There's no cruft on them.
Right.
And I was like, I need a good refurbished one or a good used one. And they were still priced a little higher than I wanted to pay. And I'm like, well, what do these things run on Amazon? And I found this. I will not buy HP. I mean, no, I'm not going to buy HP anymore. I'm sorry.
Friends don't let fans buy HP.
Yeah. And they shouldn't let them buy Acers either, for God's sakes. But I must have been in the bourbon, you know, that night. But
it was a weak moment. It was a weak moment.
It was. Okay. It was. I thought it was going to be a good idea.
Yeah, but for a second. And then you hit the power button. And the power
until it arrived. Yeah. Until it took 7 hours to
do the updates.
Yeah.
Boot up and do the updates.
So
did it feel super cheap for $300?
It does.
Was it the worst feeling?
Yeah. It flexes like a paper plate, you know, it's bad.
Yeah. It's like a Tinker Toy kind of thing. You know,
it's my own fault.
Feel it. Yeah.
There was a good chance I wasn't going to like it and I knew it, but I mean, I could throw it out in the shop. And run it, but I really need a touch screen. So I would have to add another Hyundai to get a touch screen.
At least,
know the ballpark that I'm in. The CNCs that I run really like to be interfaced with Windows.
Okay.
They do better.
Okay.
Unfortunately, some of the software, that's the reason I bought it. A major piece of software that I run called Vectric or Aspire, VCarve Pro. It's about $700 piece of software.
Wow.
Is Windows only.
Yeah.
And if those guys.
That surprises me. That surprises
if they me. Announced tomorrow that they have a Mac OS version, Insta-buy.
Yeah.
Insta-buy.
Yeah, I bet. Would you put right Mac Mini out there? If, let's just say it did go Mac.
I think
would you pick
fine.
Up like an M1 and throw that out
there? I
mean, look,
this thing was $499.
Yeah.
My box was $499.
Yeah.
Yeah. That'd be easy. The good thing about the laptop is, and I don't know why, but if you have a power surge, you always have that battery.
Right.
It'll run on that battery for a little while. Now, the machine's dead, but if you had something in software, you're not completely hosed. Yeah. Yeah. So you can shut that down, save it or whatever you got to do. And it really doesn't even matter. It really doesn't even matter. It's the boot up time. Like the only thing on right now out there is the laptop.
And I can walk leave it on right up. You don't want to have to boot it up.
Exactly. Right? I can walk right up to that machine. And it's like my wife working on the couch the other day, her work gave her a new Dell and she's working and she's like, What's going on? And it goes black. And then it says, you know, restarting updates. You know, it happens. It happens to people. I know you hear about it, but it'll happen to you right in the middle of something. And if that happens while you're in a CNC job, your job's dead. You just killed whatever you...
And you're not coming back, right? You're not recovering that and coming back and finding the spot it left off. You can't do that, right?
It's getting easier, too. Four years ago, no. That wood was gone. If that was an heirloom piece of maple or oak, it's gone. But now you can step through the code and start here, and or I could reprogram file paths and say, just start here. Now, it had cut through some air for a little while, and then finally it would get to the point where it shut down and it would start cutting again.
Yeah.
That's weird. That's weird talk for all these tech guys.
No, it's, I think it's interesting. This is a spot, you know, go back in the beginning of the conversation where, you know, in the tech space, we've kind of gotten away from the nuts and bolts of phones and PCs or whatever. You know, I had Schoonover on the other day. And we've gotten more detailed into the applications of some of these things these PCs can do. In your case, CNC. Like for some people, it's music, right? For some people, it's art. Mm-hmm. AI is coming into its own when we think about that. So it's become less and less. I think sometimes we did all this stuff, you know, at least for me, I'll talk about me. I set up all this storage and then I got stuff stored on it. And I was like, well, this is boring. Now, like the fun part was setting it all up, not actually storing things on it. Right. I had a bunch of files that I just deleted. I was like, I don't need these anymore. I just need to get rid of this.
Absolutely. You
know? Yeah.
That's the mail. Yeah. It's the acquisition. It's the hunt.
It is the hunt.
You want to hunt the meat. You don't want to bring it back to the kitchen.
No.
Yeah. And prepare it.
No, the fun is the hunt. Like the solar work I've been doing. I got it set up. I'm monitoring like what I get every day. And I'm like, okay, now what? Like
the research. The install.
Yeah.
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 Parts you need. Oh, I need this part. Yeah. I need this part. Oh, I could make it better with this.
More efficient with that.
Yeah.
I mean, I brought my rack here from 500 or 600 watts every day down to 105 watts. Like, shrunk because of the solar, right? You start thinking, Ed Sullivan, who's a good friend, I meet with him on Sundays. He said, Jim, once you go solar, all of a sudden you start trying to figure out how can you do the most with the least. And he was not wrong. Like every day I'm thinking like, oh, I need to turn that off. Or, you know, if I wasn't, it used to be like, hey, if I could run this piece of software. Now I'm like, if I could shut that thing off, I could save 50 watts, right?
You're like, why are all these lights on? What? Looking around.
Why you can't? I told Sarah the other day, there's no way we could ever be a solar family. We just don't have the discipline to turn lights off or keep, you know, we keep so many lights on around the house. I'm like, no, we would blow through. There's not enough sun power with it. We could have a Dyson sphere and we never be able to power, you know, what we do. But yeah, absolutely. The fun's in the hunt of this thing. Although, Dave, I will say, you know, when we think about your CNC work and the stuff that you have done along these lines, I mean, you made a real business out of this, right? I mean, your Etsy shop over the last couple of years done really well, right? I mean, you're moving stuff through it.
I'm still plugging along on Etsy. I figured out pretty early in this journey that I really don't like people. I'm sorry, but it's true, Jim. You get someone that orders
Explain yourself.
Yeah. Someone will do a custom order. I want this, and this, and this, and this. And you're like, well, oh, you know, that's a lot of work. Yeah. You know, that's a table. To make a table for someone, you know, you're talking thousands of dollars. And they're like,
yeah,
but I could go get one at furniturebob.com for $700. And I'm like, go, you know, enjoy your new table, but you're not getting anything custom.
Right.
it's hard. It's hard dealing. It's hard to make a one of a kind like thing and then sell it. And one of the things I did last year, I have a plethora of creations that I've made all over this house, just in piles, signs, knickknacks, cutting boards, you know, the smokers, toys, everything. I've made everything. And I went and got a booth at a craft fair. And it was another one of those things where as soon as I walked in, you just know, Jim, when as soon as you walk in, you know you have a $300 Acer laptop on your hands and you hate every second of it. Oh, no. I just knew. I hate this.
Craft fair weren't your gig? Is that what you're saying?
Oh, no. I had someone selling doll clothes on this side.
Oh, yeah.
And a real loud talking lady with, you know, her dog and seven kids in tow selling beef jerky on the other side of me.
Nothing wrong with beef jerky, friends. I love my beef jerky. Nothing wrong with beef jerky.
But it was, you've been to craft fairs, right?
I have. Oh, yeah.
So me expecting to roll into one of them.
Yeah.
And, you know, get my booth fee back and make some money. Yeah, it was just completely wrong.
Does the woodworking space have, I mean, okay, so that's craft fair, but I'm sure are there higher level woodworking or craftsmen or CNC stuff? Do they have events like that that might be a little more geared towards the craftsmen as opposed to selling potpourri?
You know, they do. It's in a very large format. Like there's one here in Indianapolis where you buy, it's like $1,500 for a booth and it's week long.
And
it's in a coliseum and they just pump people through. And that's just not me. I'm not that person. And I figured out that I was showing somebody that bought something from me and he was a woodworker. And he's like, well, how did you do this? And I showed him my tool that I made for myself. And he goes, oh my God, I would pay so much money for that. I'm like, yeah, but you could make that. He's like, I don't want to make that.
Yeah.
You made it. You made it better than I'll make it. I'm like, okay, well, you know, maybe we have something here.
Sure.
So 2 years ago, I listed a cutting board jig that helps you put in grooves for your meat boards. And and then I designed on this groove.
You said meat board. I want to point that out.
Meat board. I also designed a way to do pools, juice pools. Because when you have a large brisket, you know, there's juice, right?
And it'll run off groove, right?
Juice groove, and it'll run off your board if you don't. So I started making those and I started figuring out, you know, how to pack, how to ship, how to increase your average revenue per customer, right? How to get them to add things to the initial order to increase your revenue. You have the customer, now sell him more. And I started doing that and I improved the product year two. I improved my shipping. Lowered my costs, increased my efficiencies. It's a mad world, you know, and all the while I did not reduce, you know, I didn't do what the rest of the world has done with product size and reduced the product, but kept the packaging the same, you know,
right.
Like you get a burrito at Taco Bell these days, and it's like 3 inches long. It's like, it's just rude. It's like, that's not a burrito.
A cigarette or a burrito?
This is a chimichong. This is too small. Ordered a burrito.
Oh, that's hilarious. Yes.
So I pride myself on quality of my product and customer service. Like if you text me in my store, I will work with you. I will do things for you that, you know, other vendors won't on Etsy. I will custom craft a product for you because you're a woodworker. I can deal with you. I can talk with you. Now, granted, there are some folks that are tough. I had a guy order something from me that I designed. It's a Bluetooth remote holder. And it says right there in the ad, remote not included. And he just gave me a 3-star review. He goes, well, I wonder why this was so cheap. because it didn't include a remote. So people still don't know how to read.
No, that's the problem. You're right about people in retail, yeah. Right? I mean, it's yeah. You're going to have that in the chat room, and I'll include this in the show notes. I have put a link to Dave's a Juice Groove jig, premium Juice Groove Baltic jig. Birch plywood. Make sure you're out there. I want to read some of these 5-star reviews. You've got some serious 5-star reviews. I messaged the seller and he was able to ship it out very quickly as I was in a time crunch. I like that.
That was this week.
Was it? Yeah.
Yes. Yeah. I was in.
Yeah, Josh Greenman.
I was in Kentucky and this gentleman says, I have things I need to do now. I'm like, dude.
That's great.
Where were you in September? You know,
we need to start a podcast.
I was not busy.
Where we just read these comments. Incredibly well put together jig with very detailed instructions. A great addition to my shop.
See, that's a woodworker. That's a woodworker. And I do. One of my things is I over instruct. Like I know how to make mistakes in the shop.
Yeah.
And I try to alleviate those mistakes to my customers before they make them. I don't know if they understand how in depth I will get with the instructions for my product. Looky there. I know that guy.
Look at that. Yeah, you know this guy on Etsy. This is what it is. Dave, listen, what you do, I know we're laughing about it, but what you do is beautiful. I mean, the work that you do, the craftsmanship you put into it, the time and attention to detail. You know, you've always been a detailed guy. Even when we were doing Home Server Show, spending all those years podcasting together, you were always super particular about the details. As opposed to me, I'm like, whatever. You know, get a deal. And so
go to warpedboards.com, my website, warpedboards.com. Warped 1P. I don't know where that's going to take you. It might be something.
Yeah, better not do that. There we go. Warpedboards.
S.com.
All right.
And then, so I'll do something for your listeners. Go to shop now, the button there.
Yeah.
And there should be a
smoker, right?
There should be cutting boards in here. Okay. Oh, there's your smoker.
You got to show let's, where's the picture? There it is. That's beautiful. It's a nice one. Okay.
Yeah.
Cutting boards is what we're looking for.
Yeah. I just made 2 cutting boards. Keep scrolling. Are they in here? I may not have updated my site. I don't know. You know what? I don't. Oh, they may be on Etsy, Jim.
Oh, okay. Let's go back to Etsy.
Maybe they're in Etsy.
What should I look for? Can I go to your? Do you have like a main?
Yeah, just click my name. Let's see. Where's my name? Somewhere in here.
This thing
there on the right column. There you go.
Yeah, I got it. There, I got it.
There's my router table.
Juice Groove Jig Corner Tool.
See that corner right there? That's your pool right there.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's what you need, Jim.
Oh man. This is big stuff right here. Okay.
Keep going.
Bottle openers there. Those are nice.
Right.
Tables. These are nice right here. The shot tray.
Shot bundle. Trays. Gotta have
that's
it.
That's a nice one. I need to get one of those. And we go down to, do you have a went with a square? Yeah. Like I have square shot glasses. Could I get a tray that's all square to fit those?
Oh yeah, we could make you something like that. Awesome. Just you'd have to measure it and send it to me.
Yeah, I'll have to send
it. There's all my plastic stuff. I make a lot of plastic.
There's your Mac Mini dock right there. Yeah. There's the mini. Okay. Oh, to page 2 maybe?
Page 2.
This is not a paid advertisement for Dave McCabe. It's not.
Yeah, good Lord. I don't know what I've done, Jim. I really don't know what I'm doing.
Well, at least we got all the way through. Maybe that was just your tactic to get me to go all the way through your store.
Thank you for the advertising.
I love it. Well,
I thought I listed it. I listed 2 brand new butcher blocks.
Okay.
In my shop today, and they should show up there if you go out to Etsy address.
Yeah, let me look here. We're scrolling through here. What are they made of? What did you do? Describe them for our audio listeners.
Well, one of them is a hard maple, like very, very thick butcher block board. It's flat board all the way across. There's no grooves on it. meant for any type of cutting, vegetables, fruits, meats, whatever you want. Usually you don't mix them, right? You keep one for meats and one for your veggies.
Yeah. Particularly the chicken, from what I understand. Chicken's gotten a lot of bad rap lately.
Yeah. Well, and you just think about it. Yeah, you don't want to cut chicken on a board and then the next morning, slice up a kiwi. It's just gross. It's not going to work. It's not going to work.
I don't see him here. Yeah.
Okay. I know what I can do.
Okay.
You on Etsy.
You might be able to share your screen here. If you bring it up.
Do I have chat? Do I have a?
Yeah, we have some chat, private chat down on the bottom there. If you want to drop it in for me.
Oh, there we go. So I'll give you a link right there.
Okay.
All right. Isn't this great live?
That's okay. Oh, why did that not show up?
So what I'm going to do, and I'm going to give you another one because this other one is just a beautiful board.
Okay.
If one of your guys, anybody listening to the podcast wants it, we'll knock off a lot of money.
Nice.
How about that?
Let me show this thing. It is beautiful. Let's bring it up here. There's been Ed Sullivan and I have been talking about cutting boards lately. There's been a lot of news on the plastic cutting boards of getting microplastics in your.
Oh yeah, absolutely. Right?
In your food. And they're only good for a certain length of time. I think we're going to have to throw all of ours out.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
We've transitioned. I tell people, if you want the cheap wood, just go and get bamboo. You can find them at Aldi, for heaven's sakes, for cheap. When you want your high end stuff, you buy it. That's the maple. That's all maple. Wow, that's it's a very beautiful. Washed out photo, but
yeah, but still beautiful. I like that. I like that look of some whites and some tans. And
yeah. See, that's your end grain.
Yeah,
it's end grain, so it's easier on your knives.
Yeah,
yeah.
Does it last as long? I mean, what on a typical cutting board forever?
It'll last forever.
And what's the maintenance on? Do I need to be doing? I mean, I'm cleaning them off. What do I need to be doing for maintenance?
So you just wipe off with a wet towel, and if you stain or you want to clean it really well, you just use lemon juice.
Okay.
And then for boards like this, I throw in a. It's like a board butter. So it's a mixture of beeswax and oil. And you can kind of, when they get dry, you just rub it in and you keep it nice and oiled. It's something you definitely don't want to dunk in the water. And you definitely don't put it in the dishwasher.
Okay.
Look at that one. It's called ombre, and this it looks, yeah, it's more of a, it looks like a sunset to me, like light to dark. So if you go right to left, that's hard maple up there, and then cherry in the middle, and then walnut to darken it up.
Do you feel any texture difference as you're making cuts on that thing because of the different wood types?
It's softer. Yeah. You won't feel... on your knives, you just won't feel it.
Yeah.
But the wood is softer because it is that end grain. It's like,
Dave, those are beautiful. That is a beautiful cutting board. Like I would hang it on the wall, to be honest with you.
No, you want to use that. You want to use that.
I know. Now,
if I put a design in it, then a lot of folks will use that as just, decoration.
But, how much time is into something like that?
Oh, it's a week.
Yeah.
Because of all the different glue ups that you have to do. And that's why, I mean, they're listed at $275.
Yeah.
So
Bob Carpenter in chat says he saw some YouTubers talking about rubber based cutting boards the other day.
Mm.
You know, just this, I had no idea.
I don't know about that.
There was conversations going on about cutting boards. Like Ed was like, oh yeah, people are talking about these things. I'm like, really? Don't you just use them? You know, we have a wood one. We've got some plastic ones.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we just kind of, So it got me looking, and they actually make titanium cutting boards. And I was why?
Why?
Why? Your knives are gone at that point, right? But yeah.
Well, if anybody wants one of those,
okay.
And they're part of your crew, I mean, at least $50, right?
Okay.
We'll knock that off.
Okay. What's the best way? Like, if they're going to do that, what's the best way for them to buy something like this? I'll have a
link. Just go out to that Etsy and you can message the creator.
Okay. Awesome.
So, hey, Dave, heard you on Home Gadget Geeks.
On Home Gadget Geeks.
I'll,
awesome. Yeah. I'll and this is some of Dave's coupon. Artwork back here. If you see it back in the.
That's
in the
right.
Here, Dave. Yeah. Dave, I made Dave that. Made the,
that's the CNC, album for me. CNC work, custom color of paint.
Mm-hmm. It's beautiful.
That's when I was.
I got a picture in front of it. It's my cat. A picture of my late cat before he passed away.
But okay, that's okay.
To block, sorry to cover that in there. It's pretty good. You can most people recognize.
I remember that. I was like, "Give me your logo." You sent me a logo.
Yeah.
I'm like, "You got anything higher resolution?" You're like, "What are you doing?"
Yeah, I'm like, "Nope, that's all I got." Sorry, friend. I had a designer do it. He's since moved on, and I don't have that anymore. But So, Dave McCabe, check it out on Etsy. Send him a note and get one. Those are beautiful cutting boards. Like I said, I'd almost want to hang that up. I'd still use it, but I'd wash it, let it dry, then I put it back on the wall. That's kind of the place.
Yeah,
you don't want to hide something like
that. We have a cubby, kind of over by our toasters, where we stand them up.
Yeah.
And these right here, they have rubber feet on them. I would much rather, it's a personal thing with me. I would much rather have a rubber foot so they don't move around. And folks will tend to put these nice boards in a pool of water on their counter and it just sucks it up and absorbs it. And you'll have some trouble.
You mean they would leave them in the sink with a pool of water?
No, actually just on the counter. What? If you lay the cutting board on the counter with water under it, wet.
Yeah. Because it's end grain, right?
It just sucks it right up. Yeah.
Yeah.
So you gotta be careful.
Could you seal that? Say you wanted to seal the bottom. You're never going to see it. Could you seal the bottom, tape it off and seal the bottom?
You could.
Keep it from,
You could. You could absolutely put a sealing finish on it, but you introduce all kinds of other problems. Because now you have wood only breathing on one side.
Wow. Okay.
And then it's going to look like a Pringle at some point in its life.
Is it going to cup? Is that what you're saying? Yeah. Okay. Okay. That's good to know. I have a table.
And those boards right there, you see those things right there. They're not expensive at all. Right. I think they're on warpedboards.com, but that's just something I created. I buy these little doohickeys at Hobby Lobby or Michael's or something.
And it's all CNC cut, right? At this point, these are all
CNC cut. All hand designed by me. All that lumber is straight from some farm field in Indiana, and I mill it myself. It's hand milled, where I flatten it. I dry it. So,
super cool.
That's the way to do it.
Yeah, no, right on. That's super fun stuff. There's something about having, for me, like when I get the smoker out, I'm like, I bought this from my buddy who made this. Yeah. Like, I don't know. I am, we have a wood cutting board that we've had we may have even had that thing since we got married.
That will last a long time if you
I don't know if you're supposed to keep them that long, but
absolutely.
Yeah, it's been a great cutting board. And,
you can, if you have someone that woodworks around you, you could resurface, or you, Jim, could sand it back down. And then splash it with water, sand off the fuzzies, and then oil it.
Yeah.
And then you got a brand new board.
Yeah. It's held up really, it was a really good board when we bought it, and it's held up really well. It's got rubber feet on the bottom, by the way, and we leave it on our island. We have a stainless steel top on our island, which makes a great, you can cut it and always wipe off that stainless steel. Mm-hmm. And it's kind of a nice to have. It has a juice groove. I can't
remember. Yeah.
We call this juice groove and super cool. Dave, I'm a little surprised though. Are you working? Like, are you working? You know, like, well, John Wick.
So,
hey, are you working?
So I recently took up a side hustle to my side hustle. So this one, the Etsy thing is, it's really taken off. And I've been really proud of it. I'm trying to introduce new products. It takes me a while to test things. Like right now I have something under test that I haven't, it's taken me 6 months working on it and designing it. I get into these phases where it gets in my head, I have to design it in a Fusion 360 and get it on the 3D printer, then get it on the CNC, cut it out with a laser. So Etsy keeps me busy, but I can't create fast enough to have a full-time, like, real job. Mm-hmm. It would take more people. So, I mean, so I'm doing the next best thing. I have a part-time job at a woodworking store.
Nice.
So they're
in the area. You don't have to go far for this.
No, it's a 15-minute drive for me. That's and awesome. I just share my enthusiasm and knowledge.
I bet you're great at it. I bet
about the woodworking.
You got to be perfect. They have to be like, how did we land this guy who has the time to do this job? Right.
Right.
They got to love you. They got to love you. Yeah.
Yeah. I bring the IT influence to it.
Yeah.
The technology influence to it for sure. And it's very enjoyable. I'm the youngest.
Really?
Employee. Yeah.
Okay. Wow.
So it's, I'm 56.
Do the old timers give you a heart?
There's some old timers there.
Boy. Hey, Sonny.
Well, I mean, you know, we've talked about hip replacements and,
prostate problems.
That's kind of the talk amongst the fellas. It's not about chasing the girls and what's the latest bourbon you had. Yeah.
Right. No. Right.
So it's different. I don't know
about that. Now the latest bourbon is still pretty good. So I'm still
That's the
conversation. Okay, good. Poof.
Yeah. Yeah. So we're good. I love the heck out of it. The people are really good and it's still retail. It still has that retail to it, but
that's okay. That's the thing. Like, you're enjoying the job. You enjoy the subject. You get an opportunity to do it. You're in the right life place for it.
Yeah.
You can do it. I think that's awesome. Like, congrats for finding.
People are coming to you for expertise and they're truly coming in perplexed and like, what do I do now? And if Target or something, people are just coming in for the cheapest thing, or whatever, you're just, you're a number. You're not an actual human. So it's very enjoyable. I love the heck out of it.
Do you know how Lowe's and Home Depot and Menards have their own brand of things? Do you, in the woodworking shop, do they have their own brand of bits?
Oh yeah.
Or they specialize in those kinds of things?
Oh yeah. No, this is a nationwide brand. Company based out of Scoondoggy Land.
Oh, really?
And so you guys can figure it out after that. Come on.
Okay, there we go. A little north.
Yeah, but if you're in the Indianapolis area, you come by the store and I'll help you out.
That's awesome.
It's fun. They've got
good for you.
They've got good products. I feel like they've got a very good employee discount, and I don't know that I've actually brought home any money.
I was going to ask you that.
Yet,
have you actually made any money yet?
Someday.
Like, is it just a job to get you bits?
Yes.
Right?
Yes. Okay. Someday.
I will actually. Was like, you're going to need to get a job to pay for all of this woodworking stuff, right? That's kind of the way it goes, right?
Yeah. Someday I will bring home money. And not just objects.
Like zero. Like, no, nothing this week. And you're like,
negative
okay,
you this
got a
week,
basket, got a basket full of stuff. That's, I've thought about in retirement, you and I are both in that sweet spot, right? We're starting to think, we're not there yet, kind of thinking about it. And I'd love Lowe's or Home Depot. That's some, I've been thinking about that, just go in part-time kind of do I would never make any money. Like I would be like, well, I'm going to bring home this grill, you know, or well, these things were on clearance. So I can't afford not to buy this. It's on clearance. Yeah. Right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. You should think about just an eclectic store. I would even say not a national chain, you know, even though I think I picked a winner. You know, but it's different, right? It's like really different. We do one thing. We do woodworking.
Yeah.
But I mean, Lowe's is a retail outlet, Home Depot, Menards.
Yeah.
I don't know. I don't know if I would enjoy those.
Yeah. I don't know either. I don't know. That's one of those things I've been thinking about. Bob Carpenter at chat, going back to our last discussion, he said, I had water soaked under a butcher's block cutting board that I just bought. It was absolutely destroyed. Destroyed. I didn't catch it until the next morning. I didn't realize that. I didn't realize those would just soak up the wood.
Yeah, it's bad. People don't understand. It's not terribly their fault. People just don't understand. Your old plastic boards, you can put anywhere, right? You just throw them in the sink. They're just soaking up water. It doesn't matter.
I do when we're doing stuff, I will put them in the sink, set them up, spray a little stuff on them, spray them off with water, and then immediately get them in the drying rack so that they can.
That's fine. Air dry. That's perfect. That's perfect.
Yeah.
With these big boards like that butcher block, I mean, it's so big and so heavy. It's one that you probably just sit still for the most time.
Yeah.
You bring the rag to it.
Right.
Yeah. Right. It's a beast. Yeah.
Well, Thanksgiving's coming up. This is the perfect time to get, if you need it. Well, we're probably a little short on time now, but good to have those cutting boards around for that. I know I bring those in. I've actually kind of begun to, when I bring the turkey in from the smoker, we just kind of, I peel back that, the tin foil. I wrap it in a tin foil envelope. It's got bacon on top. We take the bacon, put it on the grill, and then we cut that bird. I've just been cutting it inside the, just slicing it off right inside that thing and just pulling it out. It works great. But this is the time of year, right? Thanksgiving, Christmas, hams, turkeys, cutting boards.
Well, I would say this. Your audience absolutely should go out to Etsy and shop some mom and pop store.
Yeah.
Look at some shirts for your family. Look at wood products. You know, try to shop small these next 2 weeks. You know, we depend on it. You know, these next 2 weeks have really, really set our store into motion for the rest of the year. And I'm down right now. I think it's because of the climate and everything going on.
No, right on.
But I'm down from last year, and I have even more product in my store right now. So I would just tell everyone listening, shop small, support your local maker, making things out of love, like those cutting boards or serving trays, order quick though. Because the post office will try to unravel everything. Yes, they will.
Yeah. Yes. Sammy, who's going to be on next week, just as live listeners, next week's podcast, it's Thanksgiving. We move it to Friday. Sammy always joins me for that. So she'll be here next week. Make sure you come out and join me for that podcast. We're still deciding on the time right now. It might be as early as 6. So just hang tight. Watch us on Discord. I'll put the time out there to join us live, but this is Sammy's episode coming up. But she was doing some knitting and had created her own Etsy store. And
it's a wonderful thing. Support that person right there because they're doing something they love. They make really nice creations, and you can find all kinds of little things. The landscape is getting harder and harder to navigate with sellers coming in from China and trying to sell something that's handmade, but it's Chinese handmade. Right. So buy something.
Yeah.
No, shop for small.
Sure. For sure. For sure. Indeed. Hey, Dave, before we go, I got to tell you something. I don't know if I ever told mm-hmm. you this, but, you know, years ago, I was hanging out at your place. And I was talking, it's Movember. So this is in the spirit of Movember, right? As we think about men's health and some of those kinds of things. I was talking to your wife and I was explaining some of the difficulties of things that I was having. And she said,
understand.
You need go. To see someone right away.
Yes.
That was, she looked at me straight in the eye, didn't give me any, I'm surprised I didn't get an exam yes. right there, just to be honest. But she's like, you need to go see somebody right away. And I did. I came back and started seeing the doctor, and they began to do the things that they did. It was a long right. journey to get it. Last year, 2 years ago, you know, had prostate surgery and had 70% of my prostate removed.
They could, a conversation could have literally saved your life.
For sure.
Or added years no, to sure. it.
Yeah. No, for sure. Well, let's be honest though. Now, I mean, it's life is like my quality of life in that area.
Yeah.
Is 100% better.
Yeah,
like
absolutely.
It doesn't. Every day I'm like, oh, thank God I went and saw the doctor. Every day is a reminder.
And
you know, so gentlemen,
you're definitely an edge case too, Jim. I mean, you're very fortunate to have a partial and to still be able to have, you know, that type 100% usage afterwards. You know, I personally have a urologist. I've been checked. My PSA is high. I'm on Flomax. I know you know mm-hmm, that word, mm-hmm, mm-hmm, and it's a really good drug, and it helps. It helps the go. So
yeah, I do indeed.
Yeah, do just indeed. Like you were saying, and say it, Jim. Go get checked.
Yeah, gentlemen, it's that time. You know, it's that time to get schedule physical. Talk to your doctor about this. Don't be. I know it's uncomfortable. It's super uncomfortable. I get
if
that,
I can if out. I can help just a little bit.
Yeah, for sure.
If you have access to your local medical community's website, and you want to shop a urologist, just look at their bio. If you see guys that used to play rugby or football at their college, maybe that is, you don't want to, you know, I'm trying to tell you, just look at their sausages on their hands, because inevitably one of those is going to get very intimate with you.
Oh, yes, it is.
And,
yes,
and you is. Want to find yes, the guy is. With the smallest hands uh-huh, possible. Uh-huh. You know, do. Pick the nerdy guy.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. It'll be much more enjoyable for you. Yeah. I promise you. Yeah.
No, right on. Okay. Right on. And it's not as bad as you think. Like I, this is one of those things I feared it more than it actually was. And
oh, really?
As I,
okay.
Yeah. Listen, as I was going through this experience, I mean, I got examined dozens, maybe 20s of, you know, what? 50s of times. Like
Did you have a medical school roll in?
Well, I did at one point. Yes. Yes, I did have two medical students join me one time. The doctor was like, hey, do you mind? You're a great case for this. Could you? And I was like, yeah, I guess. And I shouted, I shouldn't have done this. I was a little nervous. And I said, yeah, I get two for one. I said that really loud inside the office. Probably not the right thing to say. But you eventually you're kind of like, oh, okay. Yeah, this is the. This is what's going to happen. You know, I probably went 5 years of exams before they actually did the surgery.
Yeah, it's a very slow moving.
Nobody's in a hurry to do this thing.
Yeah.
Even prostate cancer moves very, very slowly. Yes. And so, you know, you have some time. That doesn't mean you shouldn't go today. So, gentlemen, if you haven't had a physical in a year, it's time to schedule that right now. Would you do that for me? Would you just go out? Like before, maybe you have some HSA money to spend before the end of the year. Absolutely. Or some FSA or whatever. Get it scheduled. That may be, and even if your doctor's not available between now, get it scheduled. Get in there, get that done. But Dave, I wanted to say, and tell Sandy I said thanks. Like she was like, you need to go see somebody right now. And that was super important. So, so I appreciate her boldness to say, yeah, you need to, you should probably go talk to somebody about this right now.
Yeah.
So anyways, appreciate that. Anything, Dave, anything coming up? Did you win the CNC machine?
I didn't.
Oh,
I did not.
So we were hoping, Wouldn't that be awesome if you were in the raffle and you would win it tonight?
That'd have been great. No, I'm going to buy one here soon. So
all right.
Probably Monday, I think, is when my Black Friday coupon drops. So
Okay. Yeah, Tony, real quick. Tony says, I gotta read this. He goes, after his exam, a patient told my doctor, is that to clean myself or to wipe my tears?
You want to make sure you do that in the right sequence, too.
That is very true. That is very, very true. Yeah, sequence matters.
Sequence matters with when the wipes come out.
Gentlemen, you can do this. I know you can. Dave, anything coming up? When you think about future stuff, I mean, we talked about the CNC. Anything else future wise you're looking forward to?
I have a couple of really good products. I sell products to woodworkers, basically. And I have been doing so for many, many years. And I've got a couple of new products that I'm just working on. It takes time. I have to make sure that it's rock solid and I can sell it and it's priced correctly and it's done efficiently. And just watch that Etsy store. Throw a favorite to that. And I sell things still. I joke and say I don't like people and customers, but I do. I like
they're difficult though. You're right. They're difficult. Everybody can like be a to little make, crazy.
Yeah, I like to make very different things and I just try not to follow the crowd too much, but make, you know, just different things, and I'll throw them out there every once in a while.
Yeah, check out Dave's store. I'll put it in a link in the show notes. I'll also put it out in chat. Go out and hit it. There's just some great looking stuff out there, Dave. You do tremendous work. Tony, thanks for that tweet, by the way. You do tremendous work. Your attention to detail, we could not be more opposite. You have maximum attention to detail, and I'm just all over the place on that. Made us great partners in crime when we were doing home server show. But hey, thanks for being my friend over the last like 17 years.
Absolutely.
You know, coming on the show, enjoy supporting it. The network. Yeah, no, it's always great. So appreciate you and all the work that you do. And I don't think at our age we can say that enough. I think sometimes guys don't, you know, they always kind of feel weird about that. And as I've gotten older, I'm kind of like, you know, you just got to say it. And so thanks for doing that. Can you hang around for a minute while I close this thing up?
Absolutely.
All right.
Thanks, guys.
Couple reminders on the way out. One, I'll throw those links in there. Check out Dave's store. I'd really appreciate it if you would do that as well. Some great content out there. He mentioned the cutting board. Make sure if you're going to do that, you contact him. He'll give you a $50 coupon on there to get that done. And some amazing stuff out there as well. Also, don't forget the averageguy.tv platform, web and media hosting powered by Maple Grove Partners. Get secure, reliable, high-speed hosting from people that you know and you trust. I mean, that's the whole thing about the network of what we've done here has all been about friends, right? We've all been friends in this. We've all lived this life together for the last 15 years, 17 years, if you think about the home server show. And big thanks to Christian who does all that. If you need hosting for anything, check it out, maplegrovepartners.com. And he's doing a bang up job fighting inflation. And that's never, I've been saying that for a while, but that's never been more important. I think we're poised for another round of inflation, and his plans are still $10 a month. Dave, I was looking, you know, we put everything on the credit card and then pay it off every month. And I've noticed I can't get that credit card balance. I mean, I pay it off, but it's like, I thought we cut back on this. Right. And then you're like, I thought we cut back on this. Wow, that's brutal.
It's a different year.
Yeah, it's brutal right now. So for those of you, listen, I know I say that. And for many of you, I mean, listen, the job market's tough and the economy's tough and things are tough. And I don't want to make any light of that. But if you're going through any of those things, I'm just sorry. We're here for you, though, as community-wise. If you want to jump in the Discord group, if you need somebody to chat with, whatever, we're here for you. It's not just tech, but we got a great community here as well. We are live every Thursday, 8 p.m. Central, 9 Eastern. Like I mentioned, next Friday, Sammy, we'll move this from Thursday to Friday. Sammy will be joining me. It'll be sometime in the evening. Hang out. She loves it when folks can join us live. If you haven't joined us in Discord, theaverageguy.tv/Discord, I'll post in there when we're going to go live next week. And then the week after that, we celebrate 15 years of Home Gadget Geeks. and Christian will be joining me for that. We'll spend some time thinking about that. So come out and join us as we celebrate 15 years. Dave, again, thanks for coming in. Always great to hang out with you. Always laugh a ton. And so thanks for doing that as well. We'll see you guys next week. Remember, it's Friday, not Thursday. With that, we'll say goodbye, everybody.